calls loyal to former Vice President Riek Machar of attacking an oil facility in Unity State and setting it on fire. Government spokesman Michael McQuay says the attack is a clear violation of recent agreement reached by the warring sides at talks in Khartoum that were mediated by Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. For VOA News, Charlton Doki reports from Juba.
McQuay told reporters in Juba today that rebels attacked an oil facility at Thomas House in the northern part of Unity State early this week.
This area is an area where the production of so many wells are pooled and then directed towards the processing center in Hijlij. They set this place on fire. It was not operational, of course, since that area is under the rebels. But nevertheless, they decided to set it on fire. And the fire was burning up to yesterday. We don't know how far has it gone now.
McQuay noted that one of the issues that government and rebel officials agreed on last week at the talks mediated by China was the protection of foreign personnel and economic installations, including oil facilities. McQuay says the rebel attack on an oil installation in Unity State is a clear violation of that agreement.
If the rebels were really genuine and serious in their talks, would there be any reason for them at this particular phase to destroy an oil installation? This, to us, is a very clear case of lack of seriousness. The rebels are not serious. They don't want peace and they want war.
Oil is the backbone of South Sudan's economy, and most, if not all, crude is pumped in Unity and Upper Nile states. Those two states also happen to have borne the brunt of the now 13-month-old conflict in South Sudan. McQuay warned the rebels against launching more attacks on oil facilities.
These installations belong to all of us. If there is any group of people who do not care about public properties, then it is our duty to make them understand that these are public properties and the government of the Republic of South Sudan is under duty to defend and protect these properties.
McQuay also lashed out at the United Nations Mission in South Sudan, or UNMISS, accusing it of not protecting South Sudanese civilians and facilities like the oil field in Unity State.
One of the tasks of UNMISS is the protection of the civil population and the installations. There is no civil population being protected. There is no installation being protected. And as such, we don't know what is the task, what is the mission of UNMISS in South Sudan. This is something that we will need clarification from UNMISS here as to what is their task.
The South Sudanese government and opposition complained last year when the UN Security Council changed the focus of the UN mission's mandate from promoting development and nation building in the young country to protecting civilians and ending the conflict that began in December 2013. The resolution passed by the Security Council in May calls on UNMISS to, quote, deter violence against civilians, including foreign nationals, in areas at high risk of conflict, including schools, places of worship, hospitals, and the oil installations, in particular when the government of the Republic of South Sudan is unable or failing to provide such security, unquote. UN officials have said repeatedly that the government should take the lead in protecting civilians and key infrastructure. McQuay also called on the Regional Intergovernmental Authority on Development, or IGAD, to take action against the rebels, violating the cessation of hostilities agreement brokered by IGAD and signed by both sides almost a year ago today.
The rebels have been violating the cessation of hostilities for that long. We have been waiting to see what action will be taken by the IGAD and by the protection force which is deployed here. But unfortunately, nothing comes out as of now. Our question is, for how long will this situation continue unresolved? This time, we demand that the IGAD must come out clearly on this issue. And it is our right to know what action is IGAD taking.
IGAD and the United Nations have accused both sides in South Sudan's conflict of violating the cessation of hostilities agreement. McQuay says that in spite of numerous violations of the deal by the rebels, the government will continue to use peaceful means to try to end the conflict in South Sudan. For VOA.